from Spark and Anvil and Beatforge. This is Tempo and Tone, in Chapter 1 of the Beatforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The beat you had just created looped around the studio, filling the vast space between Tempo's gleaming wall and Tone's shimmering one. On Tempo's side, a colossal, glowing metronome swung a silent pendulum of light, its digital display holding steady at 90 BPM. Across the room, Tone's shelves overflowed with an eclectic collection of objects: a dusty tambourine, a row of glass bottles filled with varying amounts of colored water, a rusty gear, and a speaker clearly labeled Cat Purr. Your beat, honestly, was just okay. The kick drum thumped, the snare snapped, and a simple melody plinked along. But it felt flat, like a piece of gray cardboard waiting for something more. It was present, but it wasn't alive. Tempo, a being composed of shark lines and meticulously clicking clockwork parts, tapped a metal foot perfectly in time with the looping rhythm. "It is technically correct," Tempo stated, their voice crisp and even, each word landing precisely. "The notes land on the grid. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. But the pulse is weak. It has no urgency." Tone, whose form was softer and seemed to shimmer with a gentle hum, tilted their head. Their presence was less defined than Tempo's, like a living watercolor painting. "It has no color," Tone murmured, their voice a low, melodic sound that seemed to flow rather than speak. "The sounds are just sounds. They don't evoke anything. They don't tell a story." Tempo pointed a precise finger at the glowing number on the metronome. "The problem is the when." Tone gestured vaguely towards their shelves of oddities. "No, the problem is the what." They both looked at you, waiting. The plain beat looped again, insistent in its blandness. Thump snap, thump thump snap. You felt a familiar prickle of frustration. How could something so simple be so complicated?
"Let's simplify," Tempo announced, striding with purpose towards the main console. With a few precise clicks, they muted your melody, leaving only the drums. Thump, snap. Thump, thump, snap. "Forget the sounds for a moment. Just listen to the pattern. The engine." Tempo's hand moved to the giant slider next to the metronome. The air in the studio seemed to thicken as they dragged it down. The light pendulum slowed, its swing becoming a languid arc, and the beat followed, stretching out like taffy. The digital counter dropped steadily. 80, 70, 60 BPM. Thump, snap. Thump, thump, snap. "See?" Tempo asked, their voice now slower, heavier, matching the rhythm. "Now it's a giant trudging through a swamp. It's heavy. It's sleepy. The feeling is completely different, but the pattern is exactly the same. You felt the weight of it, a slow, deliberate movement that made your own shoulders slump slightly." Then, with a sudden, decisive push, Tempo shoved the slider all the way up. The pendulum blurred into an almost solid arc of light. 100, 120, 140 BPM. Thump snap, thump thump snap. But now it was fast, frantic, and full of an almost manic energy. It made you want to tap your own feet, a nervous flutter starting in your chest. "Now it's a squirrel in a coffee shop," Tempo declared, their voice quick and bright. "It's chittery, it's exciting. The speed, the tempo, changes the story. Is your song a sleepy giant or a caffeinated squirrel? You have to decide how fast its heart should beat." It was a surprising thought that a simple change in speed could completely transform the story a sound told. You'd never considered music that way before.
"A fine choice," Tone hummed, a gentle ripple passing through their form, as you set the tempo to a peppier 110 BPM. "But even a fast squirrel is boring if it's gray." Tone drifted over to their wall of wonders, their gaze sweeping across the shelves. They completely ignored the drum machine icon on your screen. Instead, they picked up a large, heavy book from a low shelf, its cover worn and faded. "A kick drum should have weight.
It should move the air, they explained. They held a small microphone near the book, then let it fall flat onto the floor with a surprising force. Thwump. With a gentle wave of their hand, the sound replaced your old kick drum. You played the beat again. Thwump, snap. Thwump, thwump, snap. Whoa! It sounded bigger, more real, like something solid had actually hit the ground. Better, Tone whispered, their voice a soft caress. Now the snare. They scanned the shelves again, their eyes passing over the bottles and gears, before landing on a small, unlabeled speaker tucked away behind a stack of sheet music. That polite little snap isn't cutting it. We need something with more attitude. They tapped the speaker, and a sharp, sizzling crackle pop, exactly like bacon in a hot pan, jumped out. Tone smiled, a subtle shift in their shimmering form, and swapped the sound. You hit play. Thwump, crackle. Thwump, thwump, crackle. It was weird and surprising, and 1,000 times more interesting than before. The bacon sizzle felt rebellious, almost cheeky. See? Tone said softly, their voice like a gentle melody. The sounds are the clothes the rhythm wears. You can dress it up to be serious or silly or anything in between. The tone gives the beat its personality. You realize then that the sounds weren't just noise. They were characters, each with their own distinct voice.
Your beat was undeniably better now. The heavy book slam kick and the sharp bacon sizzle snare, all at 110 BPM. You played it loud, letting the new personality fill the room. But you still frowned. Something was still a little off. The sounds felt like they were tripping over each other, not quite gelling.
Ah, Tempo said, their clockwork head clicking almost imperceptibly as it analyzed the rhythm. I see the issue. The what and the when are fighting. They pointed to the screen, where the waveform of the kick drum was a thick, blocky shape. That wonderful thwump is a big, heavy sound. It needs a split second more room to breathe before the next sound happens. And that bacon sizzle is quick and sharp. But our beat is still marching like a little soldier. Tone drifted closer, a soft, knowing nod rippling through their form. The sounds have their own rhythm, they explained, their voice a quiet murmur. A big splash needs more time to resonate than a tiny drip. This was the tricky part, the subtle dance between elements. Tempo nudged the timing of the kick drum back just a tiny bit, so it landed a fraction of a second later, a little heavier, like a deliberate stomp. It was a change so small you could barely see it on the screen, but you could feel it. It gave the beat a lazy, powerful groove, a confident swagger. Then they took the bacon sizzle snare and pushed it a fraction of a second earlier. It needs to lead the charge, Tempo stated, their voice firm. It gives it that impatient, exciting feel, Tone added, a hint of playful mischief in their tone. They weren't just changing the speed or the sounds anymore. They were making them dance with each other, fitting the shape of the sound to the flow of time, like two perfectly matched partners. It was a kind of magic you hadn't known existed.
You pressed play, holding your breath. Thwump. Crackle. Thwump, thwump. Crackle. It was perfect. The heavy book slam had its space, making it feel powerful and grounded. The bacon sizzle snare was sharp and edgy, pushing the beat forward with an almost urgent energy. The speed felt just right for the sounds, and the sounds felt like they were born to live at that exact speed. It was a real groove now. It had a personality, a story unfolding with every loop. It wasn't gray cardboard anymore. It was alive. Tempo stood with their arms crossed, a rare, small smile gracing their precise features. The giant metronome pulsed in perfect time with your beat, its light a steady, reassuring beacon. There it is, Tempo said, their voice carrying a note of satisfaction. The pulse is strong. Tone swayed gently, a rainbow of colors swirling and blending within their translucent form. And it has a beautiful voice, they hummed, their eyes sparkling. You see,
Tempo began, looking at you, their gaze direct and clear. You can't have one without the other, Tone finished, their voices overlapping for just a moment, a perfect harmony of thought. A beat needs a heart, and it needs a voice to sing. The how fast and the what it sounds like are a team. Now, you're the one leading it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tempo and Tone. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA4 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.